This is Gilbert Andrew Garcia. Listen to my radio show, A Tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer every Monday from 11 a.m. till noon on Houston's gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 a.m. and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 a.m. and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 a.m., The Source. On Send Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 a.m. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 a.m. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then. All right, Houston, this is Gilbert Garcia with another tip from me, a tip from Gilbert. Talk, inspiration, and prayer. And so I am very excited to say a couple things. Number one, I saw my beautiful daughter Juju sing at a all-regional, all-state, all-everything choir with all the great singers from all the city of Houston, and it was just fantastic. I mean, I just love it. And then, of course, I took her and my wife and one of her friends to the Texan game, and she's a big, big Texan fan, and we had a blast. Of course, I think I got sick because I ate too many nachos. I ate all this kind of stuff. And, oh, my God, popcorn. But I have Miss Teresa Brewer with us. Welcome, Miss Brewer.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And, you know, Miss Brewer, of course, is the president and the head of the Black Heritage Society. And they're the ones that put on the amazing MLK parade. Tell us everything about the parade. And I've lived that parade because I was one of the co-grand marshals about, 3 years ago, maybe more or less.
22 or 23.
Yeah, one of those. It was me, Al Kashani, one of the big developers in town, and Mr. Claude Cummins, of course, yeah. Everyone's favorite everything, because, man, he can sing. Claude, you know you can sing. Of course, he's head of the CWA now nationally, so he's big stuff. And, of course, we are so proud of him when he addressed the Democratic National Convention. He was all fired up. So we were the co-grand marshals. And let's talk about the parade, because it's a fun time. Everyone who's out there, you want to be there by the parade because it is fun. Watch it all the – and I love parades. I mean, I love parades. We would always go. There was a thing called Buccaneer Days back in Corpus Christi, and we would have the Buck Parade, and it was just wonderful to see all the high school bands, all the floats. Of course, a lot of the elected officials and other government people there. And it's a happening event. So let's talk about it.
Yes. Just first of all, I just want to say thank you for having me. And I understand when you say you just so enjoyed yourself with your daughter, Juju.
Juju, yes.
And her music and all of that with the family. You know, family is just so important.
Isn't it? It's really everything.
Yes.
I mean, what are we really living for other than we're on this earth a short period of time. We want to enjoy ourselves, and the people that you want to really enjoy it with are your good friends, but mainly your family.
Yes.
And then, of course, we all want to just give a better life for our kids. Tell me about your family.
So, well, I can lead into the parade with
that.
Let's go. I can recall as a little girl, my mother would always take us to the parade downtown Houston.
No kidding.
And I remember
that must have been like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
So my dad would put us on his shoulder. Mother would drag us. Come on. Yep. Let's go to the parade. And we're, you know, as being spectators, you try to find you a good space.
You want to get where you can see. Yeah. You know? Yeah, of course.
So you nestle right there and wait for the parade and the bands as they march by. You know?
Fun.
It's those moments, and I want to say that's what causes me to move forward today with the Black Heritage Society as we present the parade, because family time means so much, and it was those little moments that I could appreciate and really I felt a part of a family and something great.
And look how it has stayed with you. You remember being on your daddy's, you know, shoulders. You remember that. I mean, that's a wonderful memory.
And
I'm sure he, you know, is he with us?
Yes.
I'm sure he remembers it like it was yesterday.
And mom is still with us.
Oh,
and
praise the Lord.
She still watches the TV shows and everything, just all the excitement. You know.
Yeah.
So we want that for every family here in the Houston area and afar.
Now, so the parade, how long has the parade been going on?
We've had the parade going on, the very first parade, since 1978.
Yeah. Wow. So that's what, 47 years, almost 50 years.
Yes.
Oh, I should know. It's right there. 47 annual. That's amazing.
Yes.
47 years.
In fact, we had the street name in here in Houston, Texas, where it was South Park Boulevard changed to the Martin Luther King Boulevard, and that spearheaded the parade. And we had Reverend Martin Luther King Sr., Dr. Martin Luther King's father.
Wow.
He was our first Grand Marshal.
Wow.
So this is historical. We're glad that he came down and he commissioned Ovid Duncantel. He sanctioned the parade and told us to carry on the parade in his son's legacy.
Wow.
And we've been doing it ever since.
What a beautiful story. And you know, when you think about Dr. King and what he talked about, all about, you know, he was such an incredible humanitarian. A lover of people and life and fairness and goodness, all those things. We need that more than ever. Somehow, I don't know, it just seems to me that he struggled so hard and so many people struggled so hard and we made a lot of progress. And then somehow we're going backwards. Doesn't it seem like that to you? And I bet you if he were alive today, he'd say, you know what? We got to keep fighting. Don't give up on all the great things that we've achieved. And I think he would say to the young people, get involved, you know, march, register to vote. I think he would say, what is going on? You think? I mean, what would he think about today?
I think you're absolutely correct. He would say that. And probably in his own words, of
yes.
course. Of course, he was about justice and freedom and inclusion and equality. And those are the things that we want to continue teaching, you know, talking to individuals, keep his legacy going. His teachings are so valuable. And maybe we start to love each other, embrace each other, ethnicities, our difference, that might make us be better to one another.
That's right. You know, and that's been our strength, the differences and all the diversity of thoughts and cultures and languages and food and art. That's the strength of this country. It's not a weakness. My goodness. Now, I think we have a clip. We have a clip of first the most probably famous speech of all time. It's got to be the most famous speech of all time. And that's the Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech, when he said it there on the main lawn of the Capitol. And, you know, I've been to MLK Memorial. It is breathtaking. It is breathtaking. And the words, the little sayings and quotes that they have about him as you walk there are so profound. Have you been to that?
No, not yet.
You need to go.
We are trying to make our way to the
yes.
different museum. We are really traveling. My husband and I, we're just now getting into that, launching the children off and everything. So we're making our way.
Well, tell me this. How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 33 years.
33 years? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And what is the key to success? How do you stay married? I mean, you know, being married is essentially the ultimate of being a partner. And when you look at partners, you know, 33 years is quite an achievement. What's the key to success?
Just love.
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 And different components of love. Agape love, phileo love. And sometimes you just have to just love our differences.
That's right. You know, I tell my wife, sometimes people will say to me and her, because we've been married now 25 years. And people will say to her, or me and hers are talking to say, what's it like? I mean, and I said, you know, it feels like just yesterday we just got married. And they said, really? And then they go to her and they say, Dee Dee, well, what's it like to you? She goes, well, it seems like I've been married 25 years. And I'm like, holy cow. I don't know what that means, but it means something that I think it's yesterday. And she thinks it's 25 years. Well, we missed something because we wanted to do our anniversary in Las Vegas because we wanted to be married by Elvis. And so I said to her, well, let's just go for 26. She goes, no, no, no. We have to make it special. So we'll go to 30. So that means she's got to wait essentially 4.5 years, and I've got to wait like one more day because it seems like just one day and boom, boom, it'll be 30 years. But let's play that short clip because it is breathtaking. And what's interesting is people don't realize how everybody came together for that march. The Black community, the pastors, labor, the Latino community, everyone came together and it was magical. So let's see if we can play that real quick.
It's a pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Now, can they hear it? Can they hear it on the radio? Okay. Look at all those people. And there he is.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
And it has. It has. The greatest moment of freedom demonstration.
50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves.
Wow.
Who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
I get chills, Mr. Brewer.
I have a dream that one day sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.
It's like poetry. It's like poetry.
My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification. One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Wow.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside. Let freedom ring in Windy Capital. When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is incredible. It's breathtaking.
Yes. You know, that was part of the reason why you were selected as co-grand marshal, along with Al Kashani and Mr. Clark Cummins, because of the brotherhood that you all have for everybody. Even at work at you, your place of business here, you know, you just have that love for brother, for mankind.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. Mankind, and of course, if you look at my firm, which are 75% women and womankind.
Well,
and you know, and my wife will say, well, of course, 75% of your staff and your partners are women, because women rule the world. That's what my wife always says. Hold that real quick. We have a caller already. Isidro Garza, are you there? Isidro.
Mayor. My dear friend, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Isidro. Could you hear that clip of Martin Luther King?
I'm in cloud nine again, and every time I hear his voice, and let me, if I may, can I add to that?
Yes.
Okay. Martin Luther King was not a leader, an African-American leader. Martin Luther King was a leader for the world. We need, sorely need, another Martin Luther King. It means nothing, the color of his skin, because as you hear what he's fighting for everyone, for Anglos, for Hispanics, for Asian Americans, for everyone, of course, African Americans. So Gilbert, you're talking about 25 years, 26 years of anniversary. And just remember, Jimmy Carter had 77 years of marriage.
Wow.
We had 52.
Wow.
You have 25 more years to catch up with me, with Marta and I. And in those 25 years, what will you have done? We need a leader. You have the right heart, and you have the resources and the success. But we do need someone with your credentials and your, as a human being, to continue that advice. Because look at how sad our situation is today. Let me also say that this Friday, I would welcome you to stand side by side with me as we bury I don't know if Andrew Young, Ambassador Young, is still alive, but what you were viewing right now, the gentleman, the tall gentleman with glasses, his name is Dr. Virgil Wood, 94 years old. He passed away, and in his will, he asked that I give part of the eulogy.
Wow. What an honor.
A pastor, one that was side by side Martin Luther King, and after he got assassinated, he lived 10 years with Martin Luther King Sr. A tremendous, and he's written a bunch of books. I am going to quote some of those in my eulogy. But we just lost, and not really, because he will take care of us from the heavens. A great person who wanted to build what is called the beloved community, where everyone gets along and everyone prospers.
Boy, I mean, you're giving me chills, Isidro. Where's that service?
It's at one of the churches here. I'm traveling right now. I'm going to San Antonio. I don't have it with me, but I'll absolutely forward it to you.
Please, I'd like to put it on our website and everything.
Yes, and who is your guest? I wonder if she knew him.
Miss Teresa Brewer, she's head of the Black Heritage Society, and she runs the MLK parade. They do it together. Yes. Did you know her?
About Dr. Virgil Wood?
I've heard of Dr. Virgil Wood, and thank you for all the work that you're doing and working alongside him as well.
He was my dear friend for 10 years up until and we would spend 3 or 4 hours, and my family would also listen and join. His guidance, his care for humanity, and also he was desperate, because he knows that life is finite. And he knew that he was coming to his life's end, and he wanted to do so much more.
Yes, and you're absolutely correct that Mr. Gilbert Garcia, he does embody the makeup of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, that's kind of you to say. I mean, let me tell you, I mean, he's such an amazing human being. It all comes to just trying to be doing the right thing, taking care of people. Yes. And we're going to show a clip later. The night before he's assassinated, he gave a speech. He went to go to the sanitation worker strike.
Yes.
And I mean, imagine that, you know, that's what he stood for. Yes. Just like in our community, we had Cesar Chavez, who really stood for all the farm workers that didn't have the ability to take water breaks, use the restroom, and they were paid, sub minimum wage, and working in the heat and with no benefits or nothing. I mean, it's just an incredible story. These sorts of human beings that put everything on the line for the greater good of humanity.
Yes.
Well, you speak with your conscience, Mayor, and you always have, and you speak, you know, it's often used and actually misused, but you truly speak truth to power. I've seen you and you are not restricted by anything other than your conscience and doing right for others.
Well, Caesar, you, congratulate you. I appreciate you. You are a prince. Please give me that information about Friday.
Yes, I will.
And then we'll see you hopefully next time. Please call in again.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Isidro. Isidro's been there at the forefront with Johnny Mata and Lulac on all kinds of things, reform of the grand jury system, helping recent immigrants. I mean, they just do such so many amazing things.
Yeah.
Do we have another caller there? I think we have another caller.
Miles.
Is there a Justin Miles? Is that what you said?
Miles, yes.
Mr. Miles, are you there? Mr. Miles. Oops, I hear it ringing.
Mr. Miles.
Hi,
can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Mr. Miles, did you get a chance to hear that wonderful, glorious speech from Martin Luther King?
I did.
Tell us this. What do you got for us here for Ms. Brewer or for me?
I just want to know your thoughts. I know Dr. King was a staunch advocate for peace and nonviolence. And while he was alive, he was a critic of the Vietnam War. What do you all think about how he would feel about all the conflict going on today, whether it be in Ukraine or in Israel? What are your thoughts? How do you feel like he would think?
Well, it's there's no way to know other than I know one thing. He was a hero for peace. And I think he would look at that and say, my goodness, think of all the young people that are dying or being maimed and all the resources being spent on destruction when those resources could be spent in neighborhoods, helping young kids with education and healthcare. And I think he would say, you know, we have our priorities wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he would say, what are we doing? What do you say there, Ms. Brewer?
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, think about that.
Yes.
Think of all the destruction and the United States of America has spent, and I'm not judging it, I'm just giving facts, now sent billions of dollars to Ukraine. But think of all the billions of dollars of needs we have here. Look at what's happening in LA right now. No telling all the death, destruction, beautiful art, glorious buildings that are now gone. And now we're hearing more and more about they ran out of water. And I mean, I just can't even fathom it. And I've been talking to some people, friends of mine that are there, and they said that the air is dark, that they're breathing in the ash. I mean, the health crisis, we probably don't even know how bad it is right now because it's not even over. Things are still burning. And so, Mr. Miles, I think it's hard to know what he would say, but if you think about him as a man of peace, he would probably say something like, we've got to get our priorities right. Instead of spending money killing our fellow man and women, we've got to spend our money helping those who need the help the most.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling in, Mr. Miles.
And
thank you.
Go ahead, Ms. Brewer. What do you got?
I would say, and according to Drum Major Institute, they're saying that our ultimate goal is to create the beloved community. We must commit to healing, building bridges, and working toward peace and justice for everyone.
Amen. And that means everyone. With a big E. Mr. Miles, thank you for calling in. I want to make sure people have the details. So I'm going to try to read them as best I can, but you please correct me. The location, of course, is going to be the Herman Square Park, 900 Smith. And it's going to be Monday, January 20th, which, of course, is Martin Luther King Day. And I guess it's going to be there at the City of Houston City Hall from 10 to 5.
So we're going to have the parade, just like you're saying, sir.
Right.
Thank you. And it does kick off at 10 a.m. right there in front of City Hall. I would say that Smith and McKinney,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to kick off right there. The parade will last to 12 p.m. Immediately, we will be having festivities over there at the Herman Park until 4 p.m. So we're inviting everybody to come out. Let's fellowship. Let's enjoy ourselves. We're going to have vendor booths there.
Wonderful. Is it too late for someone to be a vendor?
No, we're wrapping that up.
You got to wrap it up. If you want, you got to do what, if people want to call you, is there a number or an email?
They want to call 281-405-0006.
Let me write this down.
281-405-0006.
And of course, the theme this year is in a diverse society, we must foster acceptance, maintain human dignity, and safeguard fundamental human rights. Boy, do we need that more than ever.
Yes.
Let's continue. So I have another clip that I'd like to do. Before I get into the main one, I want to play a song. Really had a big impact on me when I was young, when it came out. And it was by Tom Clay, who was a DJ. And he put together a clip of some of the more incredible moments in American history. And when you go back to the 60s, it was such a violent time, whether it was the Vietnam War and, of course, many of the key assassinations and all the things that happened. And we got through it. But I want to just play this for everyone because it was an incredible time. And we've got to look back and say, think of all the peoples who gave us, they gave up their life for us to live a better world. So let's play that Tom Clay song if we could. And it really features a couple of quick things here. Look at that color dining room. We can't even
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
Color only.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
We serve whites only. No,
what is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
We're just showing some wonderful pictures.
Interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died
and these pictures
at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems the good they die young.
That's a cold days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
See my old friend Bobby. Can you tell me where he's going?
Shorty has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Ranker Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun.
His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not?
Daisy and Mauricio are the ones that put this whole thing together for me. I don't give them credit. They do wonderful work for me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Former president.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is
bigotry? We won't go to school with me.
I don't know what bigotry
signs.
What does
hate?
Hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Wow. Well, Houston, there you go. At the end of the day, we're just one race, as they say. The human race. We have another caller already. Is there a Chris on the line? Chris, are you there?
Yes, Gilbert, can you hear me?
Yes. Hopefully, Chris, you've been able to hear some of these incredible speeches, this incredible song that we just played, of course, the I Have a Dream speech. Were you able to hear all those? I just want to make sure it played well on the radio and so forth.
Gilbert, Martin Luther King has a lot of positive insights to provide, and I just want to go over one of his most important quotes. I've been to the mountaintop, the one he talked about in 1968, and it goes like this: we've got to give ourselves to the struggle until the end. And you know, Gilbert, that quote has stuck with me. One, because it provides an insight to lasting change. With lasting change only comes through continued determination and, you know, committing fully to the fight for racial equality and justice. And to go on to that, like, to ask you both a question: how does young generation, how do young individuals like me commit fully to the fight for racial equality and justice?
Well, I tell you, my view is you're already a step there because you're recognizing it. You know, it's kind of like a patient. The only way a patient can get better is to recognize that maybe they have an ailment of some sort. And when you look at society today, we're rolling back all the things that people work so hard for, equality, freedom. You know, when you see things like people talk about, you know, fake news and so forth, it's scary. They're almost rewriting history of those people who stormed the Capitol. You know, tell those police officers that were either killed or beaten up and you know, frightened to death, and tell them it wasn't real. You know, they're rewriting history, and we just need to not let that happen. So it seems to me the best thing you can do is ask questions. Ask questions of your leaders. You know, write editorials, get involved, register to vote, all those things. And talk about these issues at the dinner table. Talk about them with your fellow young people at work. Because the more people are aware, the more they're going to realize some of the things that we're doing are just not right. Ms. Brewer, how about you? What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. Again, Gilbert is just on it. But, you know, truth to power is very important. You said that earlier, truth to power. And we even, Bishop Dixon asked us, you know, elevating the message of Dr. Martin Luther King for today. What is that? And I, you know, we all decided that for fostering a critical understanding of injustice, we must explore, dig deep as to critical education is necessary to maintain the relevance of our efforts in diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're going to have to dig deep.
That's right.
Truth to power.
And, you know, right now there's been so many big companies. We've been seeing them in the media where they had all these initiatives to bring opportunity, not handouts, opportunity to people of color and women, people who've been left out. And they're rolling back those commitments. Yes. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, when Mr. Floyd was killed, you made commitments. You realize that there are some things that just aren't right. And now you're rolling them back. Why is that? Hold them responsible, Chris, as to why are they, you know, what has changed? Do they think that we've already solved these issues? We have not. The key is we've got to stay on alert. I saw that there are more and more books that are being banned.
Yes.
I even saw, are you ready for this, Chris, where they're banning the book Wicked. And I'm like, how can that be? We're all going to see the movie. They're banning the book. What's so, I think they're banning Huck Finn. They're banning all these books, all kinds of things. We've got to stand tall, Chris. So I'm so glad that you, also, I'm going to take a quick break. It says here on an email, we need information to be a vendor or participant at the parade. Please advise. Las Brisas, hold on. We're going to talk more about that. But Chris, I think the most important thing is you're already halfway there because you're asking the question. And that's really what it's all about, asking questions. So I thank you for your call. You have any other comment you want to make to Houston?
Yeah, well, I appreciate the comments you gave me. So I'm now going to remain dedicated and persistent to the efforts. I'm going to make a change. Being a college student, I'm going to go back to my college campus and try to ask questions and talk to the youth about equality and justice. So I appreciate it, Gilbert.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for calling in. You know, there's an incredible song by Michael Jackson called Man in the Mirror. And if you don't know that song, play it. And he talks about, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking if he'll change his ways. You know, no message could be any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place, you better, you know, it's all about make that change. And it starts with the man in the mirror. So please take a look at that song. Listen to those words. It's very, very profound. Let's go back to the Las Brisas. I think it was a restaurant. They had a comment. How can people be get a booth, a vendor? They were asking about that.
Yes, they would want to go to our website. That is www.blackheritagesociety.net. Click on the 47th original at the top menu, and then scroll down till you see festival. So go all the way to the top of the menu bar and click where it says original 47. Then scroll down to where it says festival vendor and scroll down. And you should be able to complete step one and
there we
step
go.
Two.
I'm looking at it right now. This says here, vendor booth. Oop, I lost it. Where'd it go? It's that vendor booth. And food and truck, complete steps one and two. It's essentially all the information, et cetera, and then you'll get started. It's very easy to do. We almost just did it right here online. So please do that. Let's continue. One more time, the phone number is 281-405-0006. And the parade itself is from 10 to 12. And then there'll be other celebrations here downtown from 12 to 4.
Yes.
And remind me that route again, the parade route.
So it's going to begin, let's see, if you go online, let's go look at the map. Or if you have that, I'm sorry.
We're going to try to do it right now.
Go up to the 47, back up to the top, just like before, 47. And it should say route map. And go scroll down, and there is the route. You're going to see.
I can't see it there from here, but I can see it, though. It's downtown. It's right there. It's about 12 blocks or so. And you know what? It's going to be lined up. I've been it. I think it says Clay
Smith,
all the way
and then
down.
Then Walker.
Yep.
Then Marlin.
Yep.
Clay. And back down Dallas.
There you go. Houston, please go. It's fun. There's lots of activity. It's going to probably be a nice, cool day, sunny, and it will be wonderful. And that's another thing, Chris. I know we lost you already, but you know what? Make yourself heard and be there at the parade and be with other people who feel like you do.
Just bundle up.
Bundle up. But you know what? It's going to be fun. I want to play one more clip. And this is the clip, if I'm not mistaken, that was a speech the night before Dr. King was murdered. And he was there on behalf of the sanitation workers. And when you hear this speech, it's almost like he was touched from God. It's almost like he knew his fate. That's what I feel when I hear it. It's called Mountaintop. And let's see if we can put that on, Mr. Producer. And of course, we're going
to
be online.
Be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say, we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around. We aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this incredible tribute.
From our
last time. It's breathtaking.
Yes.
It's breathtaking.
Now his nephew is our grandma.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Reverend Derek King, and he has the video of him. He will be here as our Grand Marshal, and our co-Grand Marshal is the Nate, they call him Nate on Fox 26.
Yep.
Nathaniel Griffin is our co-Grand Marshal.
Wow.
So we have a video.
Do we have a video of him?
Mr.
Houston, this Derek King. Looking forward to being in your city January 18th, 19th, and 20th for the 47th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Parade, sponsored and hosted by the Black Heritage Society. Parade is on the 20th, and on the 19th, I will be ministering at the Community of Faith Church, where Pastor and Bishop Dixon is the pastor. Looking forward to being there.
How wonderful. So that service on Sunday with Bishop Dixon's
Community of
yeah,
Faith.
Yeah. What time will that be? It's
10 o'clock a.m.
10 o'clock. Oh, I'm going to see if I can make that. How wonderful. And that is Dr. King's
nephew. That's right.
Wow. Well, you know, there's so much great things. What other things is the Black Heritage Society doing? I know you all have a kind of a gala and all those sorts of things. Let's go through everything for people to know.
Perfect. So, Reverend Dr. Derek King, he will be in town this coming, the 18th Saturday. First stop, we're going to stop at the Hindu Temple, which is the Statue of Union in Sugar Land. So we'll be there from 1 to 3. We're inviting the public. They're looking forward to it. We're calling it Building Beautiful Bridges. So we're excited about that fellowship with them. Then we're going to have our soiree, which is going to be at the Icon Hotel.
Ooh, fancy.
It starts at 6 p.m.
And what night is that then?
That's on the 18th. That's Saturday.
Okay.
So it'll be at the Icon Hotel downtown Houston. So, again, we look to have a good time. We have our keynote speaker. She's going to do a little talk, and that is Dr. Tamika Cross. So, everybody get your ticket.
And what is Dr. Cross?
She is a OBGYN. She does a lot of work here in the Houston area for African Americans and all nationality. She's just a wonderful person. She's written several books. So please join us.
Oh, how great.
Yes.
And away from the Martin Luther King festivities, what are some of the other things that y'all are doing?
So the other things that we're doing, like I said, the fellowship with the Community of Faith. And then at the end of the parade at the festival, you know, the parade is on the 20th. That starts at 10 a.m. But after the parade at the park, we're going to have Children's Day of Service. So we're going to be talking to kids about Dr. Martin Luther King games and activities, telling them how to be a good servant in the community, just even learning how to vote. So all of that we're going to have right there at the festival. So all of these activities for the week leading up to the actual mm-hmm. federal holiday. So we're going to start again on the 18th, that Saturday. We have two activities at the Hindu temple,
mm-hmm.
and then the soiree. Next, we're going to join with Bishop Dixon Sunday morning, Martin Luther King Day, Sunday service rather. And then we're going to have the federal holiday, the parade, the 47 original parade, downtown Houston, Smith and McKinney. And that's where we're going to kick off at 10 a.m. And immediately following, we're going to have the festival.
Oh, great. Tell me a little bit about Ovi Duncan Tell. I had my own sort of interactions with him. And Ben, if there's anyone that is persistent, yes, that just cared about the community, it's Mr. Duncan Tell. Tell me about him.
Yes, he was a ball of fire.
He passed away when?
In 2014.
Okay.
Yes. And just the ball of fire, Mr. Ovi Duncan Tell Jr. I had the privilege of working under him. He was a mentor for me as well. Again, want to say Vital Willard. He was the president, the founding president, and I also had the opportunity to work with him. We still have Miss Johnson, Helen Johnson, that was back there with them, and she's the board, she's on the board and emeritus, so we really enjoy her. But you know, Mr. Duncan Tell, he was a ball of
fire.
Wasn't
he? And, yes. And he was so committed to the community.
He changed himself to the tree.
Yes.
I mean, he was out for the noble cause. If you wanted someone to get the job done in the community, you call Ovid Duncan Tell.
Isn't that true? And I remember vividly the one that really, really made sure that we listened to Mr. Duncan Tell was Sheila Jackson Lee. Oh my God, Sheila was, we were very good friends, and we had a blast on the campaign trail running for mayor together, because she always wanted to be next to me. And we would, you know, sort of pass notes to each other. And I mean, she was just wonderful. I had the pleasure of speaking at her, the press conference about her festivity, excuse me. And then I spoke at the eulogy and everything, the whole that night.
Yes.
I don't know the exact word, but the fellowship about her life. They asked me to speak there again. What an amazing human being.
Yes, and her daughter, Erica Lee Carter, we're honoring the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, and she's going to ride behind us.
Oh, how great.
As an honor for her mother.
I mean,
so we're just ecstatic about everything.
Erica's wonderful. So is her son, Jason.
Yes.
You know, he's not here. He's in Chicago. I think he's one of the mayor's aides, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, his heart's here, and he comes here often. But, man, he's doing great, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we got about 2 or 3 minutes. And I think my last words, I just want to say to Houston that please support the Black Heritage Society, because they're doing good work. And, again, what better thing than to celebrate freedom, all the great things that Martin Luther King stood for, than to be there and to join the community in the parade. It will be, once again, let's give those details one more time. And it is the 47th annual, and it's going to be next Sunday. I'm so sorry. Yep.
This coming Monday, parade on January the 20th.
There you go.
2025.
There you go. And it's going to be at 10 to 12 is the parade. And then 12 to 4 are the other festivities. Excuse me. I'm so tongue-tied today, but you know what I'm saying. I want everybody to be involved. 281-405-0006. And we heard some incredible speeches by Dr. King, some incredible words, some incredible news clips about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy and John F. Kennedy, who, of course, were big admirers of Dr. McKean, and they worked hand in hand together to really move things during the civil rights movement, and that made all the difference in the world. Ms. Brewer, you've got about a minute or two. What are the last things you want to say to Houston there into that camera about anything, about you, about your 33 years? What were years with your husband? 33 years with your husband, or anything else about the parade?
I just want to thank you for your years of support, sir. It has been monumental, and just like other community supporters, we can't thank you enough. If it wasn't for you all here in the community supporting Into the Black Heritage, we wouldn't be here today. We are really wanting to get a museum so that we can start housing those Black history books that have been banned from our library, banned from our local schools. We have some of those books. So we're going to get a facility to have a Black Heritage Museum to go ahead and continue to honor those, our ancestors that fought and died for us to have the freedom we experience today. If it hadn't been for our ancestors, where would we be today?
That's right. And you know, when they say critical race theory, no, it's not. You know what it is? It's history. And people need to know. People need to know how we got here, because if you don't appreciate how you got here, you're probably going to make some of the same mistakes.
They say if you don't learn, you will repeat. What's the cliche? You'll repeat yourself.
That's exactly right. So
if you don't learn from your past.
We've got to learn from our past. We're doing the same thing in the Latino community where we're trying to get archived a lot of the old newspapers from Viva Magazine, which used to be a circular, I believe, with the Houston Post. And we have all those things that cover the Latino community and the Black community, and we've got to preserve them more than ever. So the Grand Marshal, Dr. Derek King, he'll be here essentially all weekend. He'll be there at Bishop Dixon's on Sunday at 10, and he'll be the Grand Marshal at the parade on Monday. So Houston, this is Gilbert Garcia. You'll hear my closing item. And if we have more time, we're going to blend back into the Tom Clay song. And we'll see you next time. Gospel leader, KWWJ, 1360 AM and streaming live on KWWJ.org. Listen on the legendary KYOK, 1140 AM and streaming live on KYOKradio.org. KCOH, 1230 AM, The Source. On Send Geek Radio, 95.1 FM, 1460 AM. And Aliento Radio, 101.7 FM and 1540 AM. Call in at 832-570-8075 and follow me on social media. See you then.